Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's V early on Friday morning, but at least it's Friday, eh?
Can I just say, I've just heard the biggest ridiculous story ever come out of your mouth. With the accident you've
right,
just had
just
upstairs.
Say, can
it's
I just
load of
say,
rubbish.
When I am a little bit tired and a bit baffled first thing in the morning, which is a lot, because I'm not a morning person, I just get a bit of a klutz. I'm clumsy. I've already kind of... I fell up my stairs this morning when I was trying to get ready to come in here.
And then something up the stairs.
Something awful just happened. I've just met, in reception, what a way to start the day, some of the San Francisco 49ers. Are they off of... hang on, let me just have a look.
I love how good you are at sport. I'm not even going to tell you. I'll leave you to work it out.
They've
from
given
their
me
outfits.
A calendar.
They look like cheerleaders.
Yeah. Gold Rush cheerleaders. Okay, good. Right, well, they all came in and they gave us a calendar and stuff, which is very nice. Lovely ladies, American. And actually what happened is I was like, right, I've got to go because my song's running out. I grabbed a boob of one of them
by mistake.
Yeah. She didn't say anything, but everyone saw it and it was very embarrassing.
That old chestnut.
Good. Thanks, girls, for coming in anyway. First piece of Andre fans have arrived. Two old ladies outside. I don't know whether it's a coincidence.
How do you know they're...
They're just standing around on the corner. You know the corner on Radio 1? So they might not be here for Peter Rogers. They might just be tourists or something. But they're having a couple of mints. They look happy.
Peter, I love the detail.
Peter Andre will be here at 8:30 this morning. One of them actually got a bag of mints out. It's nice. It's all happening upstairs.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
John on the M1's been on saying, why the hell would somebody stand outside Radio 1 this early with a bag of mints? No, not mints, as in off of mints. I mean mints, T-S, not C-E. That was Bob, B-O-B, and Magic. The Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. They're back on Monday, everybody. And they are going on tour. Access all areas. More on this in just a second. Been watching Nigella recently.
Oh, I love Nigella.
She is good. She's a very good presenter, I think.
Yeah, she's really good.
Quite sultry.
I love her excessive use of fairy lights in her house.
Yeah.
Where she's just got, like, last series she had loads, and this series she's just got, like, way too many. I'm surprised the kitchen's not on fire.
We talked about this before. That show is full of a fair amount of innuendo bingo.
It's a very artistic package you have there, if you don't mind my saying so.
I think I just got a bit overexcited by the chicken. They are so good.
I'm glad you like my pajamas. You want to come again, I hear?
Please. So happy right now.
I'm glad you like my pajamas. Thing is, I've now started to think that she's doing innuendo when there actually isn't any there.
Oh, no.
I'm watching out for it all the time. I'm like, what does that mean? For instance, I'll play you a couple of clips.
I'm just going to give this a quick stir. Oh, I love the clattering of the prawns.
Clattering of the prawns? What does that mean? Is that on Urban Dictionary? Well, she's a prawn clatterer, isn't she?
I try and pour slowly because otherwise the bread pops up too easily. What? And for longer than I probably should, but I just love the feeling, I press down on the bread just to make sure all of it is submerged in the pale yellow custard to be.
You see what I mean? It's not even there, but I'm just like...
Pops up too easily.
But that's not in your... Oh,
I know. I know.
Attaches to the hand without getting on all fours, which I feel might be a bit undignified. I think you can get 3 people... Her knuckle.
You see, it's just...
That's not even... Or is it, though?
I don't know. Let us know, please, if anyone knows what these mean.
I suppose it's really a bit more of a dry rub, but it's not really as if you need any oil.
You see what I mean?
Stolen solitary indulgence.
It's packed full of...
Thick and rich and creamy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's saying I need to play less music and cough more. Oh, yeah, that's all right. That'll be on Monday. The Chris Moyles, he's back on Monday with the team. Stephen Lester says you're spot on with this, Mills. I can't help but thinking of innuendo when I'm watching Nigella. You know, I just can't help it.
The pale yellow custard to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's something really satisfying, or there is for me, about making supper out of bits and pieces that are lying, lingering... Languishing at the bottom of my fridge.
She is a minx. Did you see it last night?
Yes.
OMG. Right, what was happening at the end of the show? You know she makes some brilliant recipes, Nigella. Right, she was in a chip shop last night. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Listen to this.
You get some flatbread and you lay it out in front of you, and then you slather it with hummus, and then just put a couple of handfuls or so of chips on top of that, sprinkle over coarse salt, squeeze of lemon, make a package of it and apply to face. I mean, it's absolute heaven, and I'm ready for it.
Right, so she's just made a chip kebab there, a vegetarian chip kebab. Get a wrap, get some chips, get some hummus, stuff it in your face, bosh.
They'll do that for you in Abracababra.
I know.
Scott Mills, Radio 1 Podcasts.
Okay, you can pull out my ever-expanding rear.
I've got so many of these, but this is what goes through my mind every week when I watch Nigella now. I have been looking a few of them up on Urban Dictionary, but they're not there.
What about, have you seen her do her grasshopper pie? I reckon that's one.
Yeah. Having a grasshopper pie today, eh, Becky? Eh?
Yeah.
Eh? Hard to eye on.
No, don't check. Well, we don't want to know.
And now a can of coconut milk, thick and rich and creamy.
Anyway, love all the cartoon injuries that are coming in now after someone just said they slipped on a banana skin.
Merv on his way to Wigan Huddersfield says an anvil's just fallen on him. Someone's just trodden on a rake.
Oh.
And then no.
Someone just passed a building and an Acme safe fell on their head, leaving them flat on the floor.
I shouldn't laugh. That's a serious, you know, those are serious injuries.
Yeah. Okay, should we do the Dear Scott then?
Yes.
It's the Posh Radio 4 lady. Remember, you can send problems that you've got, you can tell us stuff, interesting things you've found on the internet. Easy. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email address if you want to get in touch with us. First one.
Dear Scott, Bex, Posh and the no-speak bloke. OMG, Scott, just seen your hair in the lottery. Wow, that sculpting wax really does the job. Your hair was almost triangle-shaped. Lol. Keep up the style icon image. Look forward to seeing you in GQ or something similar instead of Take a Break. Mark, sailmaker to the stars, off of Porchester.
I'm noticing a hint of sarcasm in Mark's email there.
The way he describes it as triangular makes me think of the Count off Sesame Street.
Was it like that? One.
Because he's got a really strong point at the front, hasn't he?
Yeah, the makeup lady at the lottery does insist on very pointy hair, which she does use the moulding wax, but then she'll spray old lady hairspray. You know those ones that come in those massive containers?
Oh, the big gold ones, yeah.
Yeah, the gold one. So that's what it is. It's a combination of moulding wax and a lot of really stinky old lady hairspray. That stinks, that stuff. How do they not die from the toxic fumes? Next.
@Scott_Mills. I was listening as well and missed it. How did Go Compare Man make it and not me? Gavin.
Oh, this is actual Gavin from Autoglass, who is a bit upset because yesterday we were talking with Russell Howard about the weird crush list in Heat magazine. Russell Howard is on the shortlist, and I said, where is Gavin from Autoglass?
Only because the man from the insurance ads is on it.
Yeah.
And the one with the weird moustache that does all that really annoying opera singing. Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Gavin, you missed out there. But thanks for listening to the show anyway.
I love it that he tweeted you.
Yeah, next.
Scott. On Wednesday, when talking about which support act would be supporting Take That on tour, you mentioned that Take That's older fans would not get Pendulum.
Well, yeah, my mum loves Take That. Does she love Pendulum? No.
I would like to strongly disagree. My mum is a huge Pendulum, Prodigy and general drum and bass fan. Please take that comment back. Just because my mother is ever so slightly older than your demographic does not mean she is completely unable to like or listen to popular and awesome music. Please bear this in mind next time you are generalising. Rant over. Personally, I love you, so meh. Winking smiley. Boobaloobas. Just wanted the PR4L to say that. Hee hee. Laughing smiley. You complete me. Love you lots. Georgia in Horsham.
All right, cheers, Georgia. I'm so sorry. I do understand that some mums out there might enjoy Pendulum as a support act for Take That. Just not many of them.
No, I think quite a few mums. Most mums younger than your mum.
Yeah.
Not that your mums are... I'm getting into a situation now, aren't I?
Oh, brilliant. But that's like my mum's weak spot, that is, like her age.
Is it?
Yeah. Well done.
Sorry.
Next.
Sorry, mum.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that blah, 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 and so on. was listening to your feature on the DJ off of the 80s and was surprised that he said he had a China Dalmatian in his house. We have one in our student house too. It was left there from the last people who lived here. Did this DJ live in Southampton? Or is this a big coincidence? Or does everyone have a life-sized China Dalmatian? Love you, Steve, off of Southampton.
So Steve, in his student accommodation, has got a massive China Dalmatian, like the DJ from the 80s, whose diary we are serialising all this week. I don't think he lived in Southampton.
But I think that's too much of a coincidence for it to be. I've never heard of anyone else having a big China Dalmatian, so I reckon it...
Well, I'm from Southampton, and we never had one.
But I think it might be... It's at least related to the one he had, because there aren't that many around, I don't think.
Well, I'm not going to do a text us now if you've got a China Dalmatian in your house type
No, but
thing.
I think it's definitely from the same litter.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because they have loads, don't they, dogs?
Yeah, yeah. Next!
Hey, Scott. Listening to the show in my car and stopped off to email this. I know exactly the type of person you are talking about. When I was 11-ish, I knew a guy who told me he had a bionic arm because he fell off the bed when he was 3. It was controlled by a microchip and looked just like a real arm.
This is after yesterday I was saying about my friend who talks absolute nonsense and everyone just goes, oh, really? This person that I know says that they have 12 middle names. And also has a pop star alter ego, which is only on his Boots Advantage card.
Why would you even...
I don't know.
Like, they're like Jay from The Inbetweeners, yeah. Aren't they? They're just the friend that you have that just talks
makes
rubbish.
Makes it up.
Yeah, and you don't want to kind of go, all right, yeah, and ask some more questions. Just kind of let them get on with it.
Just laugh along.
He also told me that his uncle owned a 5-star hotel in Italy that was completely made out of marble, and he paid £1 million to get a 6th star. The last thing I ever remember him telling me was that his dad was dying because one pancreas was eating the other. Ugh. When I repeated this to my mum, who is a nurse, she laughed, which I thought was a bit harsh. She then told me that couldn't be true because you only have one pancreas. His dad is still alive and healthy today, more than 10 years on. Please don't say my name in case he's listening.
Everyone's got a friend like it.
He sounds like a good one, though.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah, one pancreas is just eating the other, and soon I'll die. Still alive! Anything else you want to say? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email address. Questions you've got, stuff you want to share with us, any problems, that's what Dear Scott's for. Send me an email, we'll get it on. There's a lot of Man Up Millses coming in now.
Man Up Mills!
Saying, oh, you've played the wrong song, you should have played Stargirl, because it's Friday.
Man Up Mills!
Surely manning up would mean that I wouldn't play any McFly. No offence, boys.
Man up, Mills!
In a radical move, I'm not going to play Stargirl this morning. Just play them. So...
This is going to be the new cheesy song controversy.
Where is it? But next, we are going to do the golden hour between 9 and 10.
See, that's better, because you get loads more songs than just one McFly one.
Some really good songs in there today as well.
Mm. You can get that McFly song on the internet anyway, can't you?
Yeah, it's available on iTunes if you'll listen to it. Hello!
Morning, Scott.
Who's this?
This is Dan.
All right, Dan. How's it going?
I'm not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. How can I help?
Good. There's a guy at uni who wasn't a mate, I must stress, because I just thought he was an idiot. He used to reckon you could swim under the UK because it's an island.
Because it's an island, you can swim under it.
Yeah, he used to think it was floating.
Did he claim to have done this himself?
No, I don't think so. He just reckoned you could do it. He had a few that he reckoned you could do. He reckoned you could jump out of an 8-story building and roll out of it at the bottom as well.
Right. No, you can't. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's what we tried to tell him. We tried to prove it, but he didn't.
It's a bit like Laura, who used to work on the show, who did actually believe, until I told her otherwise, that there was a bridge connecting Australia and New Zealand. True story.
Yeah, he had some
corkers. Yeah, best not say his name, eh?
I don't really mind, to be honest. I didn't like him, but I won't do.
No, don't.
I'll leave you some dignity.
What are you doing today?
I'm just on my way to Manchester to work.
Okay, that deserves a high five. Give it to me.
High five, hang on a sec.
Yeah. Love you!
Love you!
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Hey Josie, who's in Pemberton, Australia at the moment and listening to Radio 1 online, because you can do that, see, anywhere in the world. You can listen to us all the time. It's brilliant. I doubt very much whether your friend's blood is blue and not red, and that's why he has the special medicine. Just a hunch, but I think he's probably making that up. It's 7:27. Can't believe all these injuries that are happening today. Like, everyone's being so clumsy. Ian's been on the text. He's just driven into a wall that someone's painted a tunnel on. Can you believe that?
Oh, that's... Oh, I hate it when that happens.
And then there's Ness off Swindon. She was skydiving, not today, but the other day, pulled the cord, and this massive grand piano comes out.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Duck Sauce and Barbara Streisand on BBC Radio 1. 7:42. We're having like a little party in here this morning. Dev off of Early's is here. All right.
Hi.
How are you?
All right.
All good. Tulips helping me out with my fancy dress for tomorrow night. My flatmates decided to have a Halloween party. I wasn't quite sure whether it was still on last night because he hasn't said anything more about it. But then I just sent him a text and he's like, yes, it's 100% happening. So I was like, oh, good. I don't really do fancy dress. It's not my favourite.
No, and yesterday, when earlier in the week you were asking Tulip to help you with your dressing up outfit,
yeah.
Yesterday she bought you an amazing red curly wig, and which you just snubbed.
What's that got to do with Halloween?
Well, devil. It would have made you look really scary, look like a devil.
It's a devil wig.
Oh, OK. Anything else in for me today? Bearing in mind that our sizes are radically different.
Well, I thought long and hard about that, and I came up with a solution. Which is
in the bag.
So I think I'm just going to... Would you like me to take it out or do you want to have a look?
No, you reveal.
I'll reveal. I need to take my glasses off for this.
Okay.
Do you want to close your eyes?
Just maybe flick out your hair as well.
Yeah, no,
wow, Tulip.
Close your eyes and then open them in 1 second when I say.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. This is what I'm wearing tomorrow night. Right, okay. Obviously this is radio, so people can't see how ridiculous you look.
But do you know what? That, I don't think that's scary, Tulip. I think that's really pretty. It's like a mask from, you know, like when you get the masquerade balls. Like on Gossip Girl, where they had that, there was one party where they had like a big old mask.
It's just a blue masquerade mask.
It's a bright blue glittery mask.
But it looks gorgeous. It doesn't look scary.
The thing about Halloween, you know when people in America will go as like Lady Gaga or a fairy? You can, you know, it's all open to interpretation. And what I thought was, you don't want to get dressed up because you don't like getting dressed up. That's fine.
Yeah.
So why not just go for something simple yet effective?
Okay.
Here's another one.
Oh, just loads of masks. They're really,
really
good.
Pretty. Maybe you need to wear the pretty masquerade mask and just go, arr.
What you do is you wear a really sharp black suit.
Yep.
And then just put one of these on. If you want to go for the blue one, perhaps you could wear some blue glittery shoes with it as well.
Oh, yeah, because I've got some of those.
Yeah. But that's the only thing you need to spend money on, because I've provided the rest of your outfit.
That is. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
That's okay.
How many of those masks have you got at home?
Just two. I've bought them both in.
Am I allowed to have them? I will look after them.
You need to look after them. But you may take them home.
And then we want pictures for Facebook on Monday, Scott.
That's not a problem at all. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Which one? Thank you.
Sorry, just put it on.
I know. Instantly scarier. I think you'll find...
Slightly ridiculous, actually. God, I hope it doesn't look like that on me.
Oh, cheers. Thanks a lot. I think Fern Cotton's having some kind of Halloween thing, and she's going as vegetarian Lady Gaga.
Amazing!
No, like the meat dress.
Is she going to use the scary vegetable?
No, she's going to, like, just... I don't know.
Is she going for tofu or, like...
Yeah, I think tofu and...
that mushroom thing.
She's having a corn dress.
She should just pin all those weird... like broccoli cross things that you had the other day to her.
Oh yeah.
Minescu.
Because that would be scary.
The world's scariest vegetable.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now, for the last time.
The Diary of a Radio 1 DJ. Have you ever wondered what life is really like when you're a top disc jockey? Is it all one long party where you get paid for playing your own records? This diary gives you the truth. The real story behind the bright lights and big cars is one of hard work and determination. The Diary of a Radio 1 DJ.
So, this is a guy called Bruno Brooks, who is massive in the 80s on Radio 1. Huge star. And we're just comparing what his life was like then. 20 or so years ago, compared to mine now. This is a book that Becky found for 1p on Amazon. So, yesterday, Bruno was entertaining the ladies at the women's hockey final. And now he's got to Top of the Pops, where he's about to present the show. Let's find out what Bruno's up to today in the diary of a Radio 1 DJ in the olden days.
Bruno arrives at the television centre at 4 p.m. He'll be working with Steve Wright tonight.
Oh, he's on Radio 2 now, isn't he? So they're doing the show together.
The band rehearse and then he and Steve do a run-through with the bands in their costumes. The two DJs will change into their glad rags after the rehearsals are over.
When do you put your glad rags on? Do you put them on, like, do you rehearse in your normal clothes and then change into your glad rags?
Yes,
or do you?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
See, I don't like wearing suits, and the lottery in particular requires you to wear a suit, so I put it on about 2 minutes beforehand. So my glad rags are on literally just before the show.
They're all hanging up by your desk, aren't they?
I've got a lot of suits now, not as many as Michael Bublé, but more since I started doing the lottery. He's got a suit room and over 200 suits. I've got about three.
It's 6 p.m. and Bruno needs to have his hair washed.
Now, do you get this when you go to... I know you were talking earlier about the girl who does your hair on the lottery and how she uses excessive amounts of hairspray.
Old lady hairspray,
But yep. Do you get her to wash it for you? Is there a hair... Where,
no.
When you do TV, do you normally get your hair washed, like in the salon?
No, but I have seen pop stars, like recently I saw JLS, and before they were doing this press conference thing, there is a hairdresser there, so you can get a haircut. But this doesn't happen to me, no. But, like, proper pop stars, there is normally a hairdresser on hand, just to give you a little trim.
A hairdresser, seconded to Top of the Pops for the evening, takes him down to the basement, armed with a towel, hairdryer and shampoo.
Wow, this is really interesting.
Do you want some conditioner, she asks Bruno. No, thank you.
He had quite long hair as well. It must have been a bit dry. Do you use conditioner on yours?
Yeah.
Sometime later, he re-emerges, hair clean and quite heavily gelled. It doesn't look quite as good as it usually does. Bruno had asked his usual hairdresser, Debbie, if she'd do his hair tonight, but unfortunately, she was working in the salon.
Oh, I think Bruno's going to kick off now, because his hair looks rubbish compared to normal. He's used to Debbie, and where's she?
He's just gone over with the gel now.
He goes to his dressing room, number 102, to change into a white satin jacket, cream trousers, black shoes with tan contrast, beautifully pressed white linen shirt, and turquoise waistcoat.
I want a shoe with a tan contrast.
Can we please dress you up like Bruno for your next lottery?
So let's just listen to what we've got here.
He goes to his dressing room, number 102, to change into a white satin jacket, cream trousers, black shoes with tan contrast, beautifully pressed white linen shirt, and turquoise waistcoat.
Yep.
So he's got a mismatch of white and cream.
He's got white satin, he's got a cream trouser.
Black, he's got white trousers on, cream trousers on and black shoes with the tan.
Yep, white linen shirt and a turquoise waistcoat.
Oh. And excessively gelled hair.
Think about it, listeners.
This is Bruno's dapper look. By dressing like this, I stand out.
Yes.
Make some impact.
You certainly are standing out, Bruno.
Next on the itinerary is makeup. His skin is darkened a bit to compensate for the bright lights of the television studio, which take all his colour away. Little else is needed.
That never happens to me. I'm going to miss this next week.
Oh.
Just an insight into what it was like being a Radio 1 DJ in your white satin jacket.
Please wear that for your next TV thing. A turquoise waistcoat and just... please.
I'll think about it.
You'd look amazing.
Where is the actual book of this? Have you got it?
Yeah.
Because there's obviously stuff in there that I'd like to read more that we haven't been able to serialise. Are there any rude bits?
You want to get some top tips. What, like, bits?
Are there bits where he's like...
What? With
having it
Anthea
off?
Turner?
No, one of the listeners.
No, I don't. I just can't. No, there's nothing like that in the book. That'd
be wrong. Now, one of our favourite magazines, if you listen to our show in the afternoon, you'll know, is Love It, because the stories are so great. Love It! Exclamation mark. For instance, they have stuff, like the headlines just grab you. My boobs exploded at 35,000 feet. That was a good one.
My favourite one from this year so far says, I'm getting a hot, hot sausage for Valentine's Day.
And it just makes you want to read more.
Yeah, her boyfriend had made her like a heart out of two sausages, which I thought was quite romantic.
Help, my dad is a nudist. That was good. My bracelets made me a pop star. Every week, there's just something for everyone. And they also have a really good top tips section. And It's by a lady called Carly, who's got all the top tips. Sad news reaches us today that Carly off of Top Tips is leaving Love It magazine.
Oh, no.
What is going on? So we thought today we'd bring you a selection of our favourite top tips as an homage to Carly.
I think these are quite good as well. It's because sometimes you can save some money.
Yeah, these are money-saving tips from us to you as well, because everyone's a bit skint at the moment. So here is Ian, who normally reads out the tweets on our show, but today he's back with this.
Hello, I'm Ian, the voice of the tweets, and today I'm the voice of the top tips.
Amazing. So here's tip number one.
When you're reading a book in the garden, use a clothes peg as a bookmark. You won't lose your place, and it will stop the pages from blowing around too.
Oh, bookmarks are expensive, aren't they? So
are they? I don't know. So, it's got to be better than that device, weird device they were trying to sell on The Apprentice a couple of weeks back. Did you see that for reading your book on the beach?
No.
And they were like, oh, it's so simple and it'll stop you, you know, make your kind of life easier on the beach. And it was like worse than having to put a tent up. There were so many pegs and poles, and then every time they put it up, it like fell down. It was awful.
Don't need that now. You just need a clothes peg to put in your book. That's a brilliant one.
I love cooking, but I hate it when my hair ends up smelling of spaghetti bolognese or meatballs.
Don't we all?
I don't know if I've ever had this problem.
You've been cooking, hair smells of meatballs. Well, help is at hand.
So now, when I'm doing my Nigella impression, I pop a shower cap over my locks. The plastic hat keeps my long hair smelling gorgeous. I just remember to whip it off before tucking in.
People will be doing this now. You know those shower caps? Just get one of them on. No meatball hair. Amazing.
Instead of wasting your money on an expensive tanning mitt, use a fluffy sock. Your tan will go on streak-free. Once you've finished, just wash the sock and use it again the next time you apply bronzer.
Mm. You need to do that one?
Yeah, I will. Now, this is, I think, my favourite of all of the tips.
Make a fun necklace using polos. The sweets with a hole in the middle are easy to thread onto a piece of string or ribbon. Children can make these and wear them before tucking into the treats.
Voila, a polo necklace.
I want to see you wearing one on Monday.
I'm going to make one on the weekend.
Reuse teabag boxes by filling them with soup and cooking sauce packets. You can flick through them when it comes to deciding what you fancy.
See, good, organisational.
I love my cute crop jacket, but my arms are always getting chilly in the breeze. Not wanting to wear gloves, I cut the feet off a pair of knee-high socks and use them as arm warmers. You can tuck your coat in or scrunch them up in a trendy fashion.
So versatile. Mm. See, we're going to miss Carly with her top tips because she's every week she provides these. Who would else think doing that with cold arms? Who else would think of wearing a necklace made out of polos?
For a cheap and resourceful way of laying out buffet food at a party, use wash plastic microwave meal dishes.
Oh.
They're perfect for crisps, sausage rolls and mini pizzas. And you can use them for the sweet stuff too.
If I had that at a party though, I wouldn't like it.
If you don't have a case for your sunglasses, pop them in a small plastic sandwich box to stop them from getting crushed in your bag.
Oh, I must do
that. Oh, this reminds me of my favourite ever top tip. Do you remember when we all said we were going to do it and we all lied to each other? Which was, if you can't afford a plastic sandwich box or you're using it for your sunglasses, take your sandwiches to work in an old school video case.
Yes!
Do you remember? That was my favourite. And bless Tulip, she actually brought hers in, didn't she?
She did. She was the only one. We all said we would. But
and then she had a little cheese straw in her video case and it was so cute, and then we didn't have the heart to say that we hadn't done it either.
Yeah,
oh, bless her. She
brought an old VHS case in and was eating her sandwiches out of it. That is the best top tip we've ever encountered.
I didn't have a spoon handy when I was making a cuppa, so I grabbed some spare chopsticks from my Chinese takeaway. They were perfect for scooping out my tea bag, and now I use them all the time.
Another brilliant tip.
What, even for your cereal?
If Carly says it, it must work. Gonna miss you, Carly. There are a few money-saving tips there, and also some fashion accessories in there as well with the old polo necklace. It's 8:20 on the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills.
If we say that we're all going to wear polo necklaces on Monday, do you think Tulip will come in with wearing one?
Of course she will, and she'll be the only one. Now, if you are thinking of making the mint with the whole necklace this weekend, as I am, please, here's my top tip, be sure not to wear it anywhere near a field of horses. my tip.
That's quite dangerous.
Actually, also, someone was saying the best top tip we ever did on this show, which is quite bargainous, was use the boot of your hatchback car as a handy greenhouse to grow tomatoes. That was a good one.
That was a good one. You can grow good tomatoes inside those. You don't need to go out and buy a car just for that.
But if you've got a hatchback handy.
Oh, yeah, if you do, yeah, yeah, then just go for it. My favourite one was the one where, do you remember she said, served frozen slices of toothpaste instead of expensive after-dinner mints.
But that is money-saving.
I just can't imagine it's also anyone, Ming.
It is really Ming, but I can't imagine actually anyone doing it.
Oh, gross. Radio 1
Podcasts. Hi there, webcam viewers. Would you like to switch on now at bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you can see actual Peter Andre. Hello.
Actual Peter Andre. Do you know what, Scott? I got tweets on the way here telling me you're so lucky. This is true. Right? Now, don't give me
I'm
that
so
look
lucky.
Yet. Yeah, that you... No, I'm so lucky.
Right.
Because I'm talking to you and you're so fit.
Sorry.
There was pure tweet love today.
Oh, thank you,
Scott,
Peter.
I swear.
Likewise, I'm getting quite a few on my Twitter.
Saying Scott is hot.
Yeah, no. Saying that, you know, I'm in the presence of someone very sexy right now.
Scott Mills.
No, you.
Oh, right, okay.
How are you, anyway?
I'm very well, sir, and you?
Yeah, very good. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I noticed that the film crew are with you again.
Yeah, yes. They're probably filming my brother more. He's becoming a bit of a popular guy at the moment, so...
Oh, where's your brother there?
Oh, Mikey. No, I recognise him from the TV.
Off the telly. Yeah.
Mikey Andre. Mikey's getting a bit of a following at the moment, so
oh, yeah.
I'm taking a bit of a backseat. It's either Junior or my brother.
Yeah. How many days of the week are the crew with you then?
Well, we've only got a few more days of filming for the rest of the year. So it's kind of like there's some days we, you know, probably on average about 3 days a week, which is not, it's not a lot. Some people, you know, I'm lucky that I get to have that as part of work, you know, and then there's everything else that we do as well. So
do you forget they're there sometimes? Because you've made
yes.
a lot of series now, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. I love doing it. It's almost like you're documenting your life. There'll come a point where you probably won't do it anymore and you'll think, oh my God, I remember that.
You can watch them all back like people do with their holiday photos.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, you know, like especially little Jay, he gets really excited because, you know, it takes him back to like the Dubai trip. He still goes on about it. He always wants to watch the Dubai trip. So.
Yeah. Do you ever want to say to the cameras, get out of my face just for 5 minutes?
I'm a very patient person, but I have my days where I just go, guys, please. And they're great because we're all a team. We're all mates, you know. We've all known each other for quite a long time. So, you know, they know when sort of to switch off. It's kind of great. Mm. They understand me. And I, like I said, I'm very patient, but I have my moments too.
See, the thing is, we were talking about this earlier. I feel that I already pretty much know everything because I've seen it all on ITV2.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to talk about now. No, I'm joking.
Well, no, but it's true. No, I know what you mean. At the signings, this is the thing that's freaking me out the most. People come up and they'll have a proper convo with you. And I'm thinking, wow, I didn't even know that about me. And they're so nice. So they know things that look, I've always said they're the best fans. They are. They're the best fans in the world. They are so dedicated. They're amazing. I mean, I turned up today and it was incredible outside.
Yeah, there's some people so with banners nice. And stuff. It's quite nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Now, I just want to say that I think you are a lovely man.
Thank you,
I've
Scott.
Always thought that. It was your ex-wife I have a problem with. But but no, that's made it awkward, doesn't it? But no, since back in the day I've known Peter from maybe the first time that he was
around. Years and years ago.
When you used to pour baby oil over yourself.
I know.
What was that about, Pete?
Do you know, I don't know what it was about. But you know, it's funny because you say that about us knowing each other for all these years. And you said that you had all the Take That
yes.
boys in the other day.
Which is really cool.
And isn't that kind of take you right back to the 90s? I mean, I remember it as clear as day when they were doing one of their last performances as a group. And then all these years later, they're getting ready to tour again. It's amazing.
Mm. Can we talk tanning for a minute?
Yeah. My tannage is pretty... You know, it's quite offensive sometimes when I get called orange when I think, but I'm Greek. Us Greeks are pretty dark. We go away for one day and we are...
Yeah, my boyfriend's Greek and he just... One day on holiday and he's really brown and I'm still white.
But how often do you tan to get that kind of top up?
This is what I was going to say. I'm not going to say I've never, ever done the spray age. I've done it.
Spray age, yeah.
But I'm not really a full-on spray age person. I'd rather go away on holiday.
You don't have a tent in your house like Scott does.
I don't have a tent. A man sometimes brings a tent round.
Yeah, well, no. There is that spray thing. It's a bit of an embarrassing subject, really, isn't it? But we all have little things in our...
He got us to spray him at work once. Yeah. We got a tanning tent sent in and then we had to do it and there was an incident because we didn't realise how much CCTV was in the building and everyone that had got
everyone was in their pants.
Like, well, this is the question I wanted to ask you. Do you, if you're going to do the spray, do you do the full Monty or
no,
do
no,
you
no,
do...
No,
I don't want to know.
No,
I'm just going to close
never
my...
do that.
No, Commando, you
no,
go...
No, no, no. Who wants a brown one of those?
Okay, well, hang on a second then. Then the question is, do you go Y front or do you go boxer? Because you got to think about it. The Y front, you're going to get the tannage line, but you're still going to have... Or you're going to go boxer and have half a brown leg.
I thought you said you used the paper thong.
Sometimes the
See,
paper
now,
pants.
See, now, I can't do... I couldn't do that.
Why? I find it degrading.
The man... You remember the thong thing came out for the man and people were wearing it? I just... I didn't know. It just didn't work for me.
Or you can try a tanga brief. Sorry,
a my least brief.
My two least like favourite words together.
It's like a weird mix, isn't it? I don't like that.
Oh, tanga brief.
How did we get on this subject?
I don't know, because I like tanning, you like tanning.
Oh, or, yeah, but yeah. You look very brown today, but you went to Dubai.
I went on holiday,
I'm
really
jealous about.
Now, I can tell from sitting here that
Did you go there to buy something? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Very much.
I'm here all week.
Try the fish.
Try the fish.
I can still tell that you have a magnificent chest, Peter.
My chest? I am proud of my chest.
It's good.
I work hard on that. I used to work hard on it a lot when I was younger. But as you get older, things start... things start changing a bit. You've got to work a little bit harder.
When they eventually go south, are you going to get the implants?
No chance.
Really?
No, gracefully. Look at Stallone. Yeah. I mean, you can't understand a word he's saying, but he looks great.
He does look great. Would you ever have work done?
What do you mean?
Any work, anywhere.
Well, I wouldn't do me teeth or nothing like that. I had me nose done about 12 years ago. So I don't say never, but it's not kind of, look, no toxins and all that sort of stuff. Pretty,
still got the lines
pretty
there.
Wrinkly, yeah. But, you know, I think never say never. If you want to do something, do it, you know.
But you lived with someone for a long time that was all about the work.
My mum's never had any work. What you're talking about, and I think that's very.
I just thought
offensive.
It might have rubbed off at some point. You know?
No, you know, I look. If people want to do something, if they really feel they need to change something, some people, you got to think somebody, you know, might want some sort of procedure done because for all their life they've been paranoid about something. I understand that. I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like how diplomatic I was?
That was really good. I like it. You completely swerved it, which I like.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Two things I've noticed from your ITV show. You drink a lot of coffee.
I know. It's terrible. I had a double shot before I came here. Not of scotch, of espresso. Yeah. Double shot.
At least you're not falling asleep, though, because Mark Owen, earlier this week, we noticed on his coffee cup, it said times three, which means there are three shots in there. He still fell asleep during the interview.
Really?
Yeah, he's a bit tired.
Yeah, but you see, yeah, well, the thing is, I love my coffee and I go hard in the day, but then at night, I won't touch it.
Right. No, you have to have a cut-off point, don't you?
Yeah, mine's about 4 or 5 o'clock, that's it. 4 o'clock, I'm done.
Do you ever sit in meetings, this happens to me sometimes, and you're like, and you suddenly realise that you've just done one too many coffees? You're like, whoa!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, the trip. I get the trip.
It's not pleasant.
Trip doesn't sound right, does it?
Wait.
I get that buzz though, and then I start thinking, okay, calm down. You know what you do in that point? Actually, this is great you said this, because there was this girl in the queue at one of the signings. This is ages ago, right? The poor girl started, you know, passing out, right? And we thought, what's going on? And apparently she'd had too much caffeine. I think it was Red Bull or something. I don't know what she'd had. So they were all freaking out. They didn't know what to do. And I said, grab a piece of bread. I know it sounds silly, but grab a piece of bread. And I swear, she ate two pieces of bread and she was fine because it absorbed all the caffeine. So if you ever get in that situation, I swear. No, if you ever do, just grab some bread. You got
See,
any toast?
We were just doing top tips a while ago, and that's Peter Andre's
that
top tip.
That is a top tip for the day.
If you drink too much caffeine, just simply grab a
it's
slice of bread.
It's probably better to recommend not to drink too much caffeine.
Yeah.
It says me, who's
but
had
it does
a double
work,
shot.
That. Yeah.
Does. Bread.
So, talk about these signings. So, you're going to lots of supermarkets all up and down the UK and everywhere.
Yeah, well, look, what we did is we took a bit of a risk with this single, but I think it's paid off in such a big way because it's helped launch the album. What we did was, you know how singles are usually downloads? What we did was we decided to make physical sales. Asda were really kind to say, look, why don't we do physical sales, which they never really do. So we knew it was going to be a risk, because then on the download chart, you're not going to go high at all, because people are going to go and buy the physical sales. But the advantage of it is when we're doing the signings, thousands upon thousands are turning up. I mean, I signed well over 2,000 CDs yesterday. Today they've stocked, I think, 4,000 or 5,000 CDs for the signing. It's just been incredible.
How's your wrist?
Sorry?
For all the signing.
Okay. My wrist is fine. How's yours?
No, I've not been signing CDs, have I?
Oh, right. Of course. Well, yes.
Yeah.
It's one of those combos.
You were in Hull yesterday. You've been all over the place.
Yeah, I had a hell of a time.
That's the last one
for the day, guys. Do you know what? They were wild yesterday. What a great crowd. Amazing.
Do you... Because I did one of these signing things once. I had to compare it, and it was with one of the gladiators. And they sat them at one of the checkouts to sign things, and it was pandemonium.
See, that is a good idea.
Is that where you sit at the checkout?
No, they put one little section. I don't know whereabouts it is, but I'll tell you, the staff are awesome. But that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I do sometimes do me shopping. Like today, I'm going to do my shopping there.
Have you got one of those little badges that says "Happy to help"? Like Pete.
No, but
help.
I do have Pete on me sometimes.
Does anyone come up by mistake and go, "Yeah, 20 marble lights, please"?
Yeah, no, I've had people come up and... That was actually quite good, Scott.
Thanks, thank you.
I didn't have a comeback for that one.
Good. and I'm going to play your track now, if that's all right.
Well, let me just think.
Is that okay?
Can you play Radio 1 with all these people listening? I'd love you to.
It's called Defender. You've got an album coming out. Tayo Cruz is on the album.
Yeah, we got Tayo Cruz has lent his hand on the album. Guy Chambers, the legendary Guy Chambers.
Off Labyrinth.
Now, Labyrinth, let me just say, he's put a song on the album. We've done a song together for the album, which is great, but we've also done another track that's specifically for iTunes. You'll only be able to buy it on iTunes. And so we've done all these different sort of marketing things that's made it different. So, and the album's out on Monday. So I'm a bit nervous, a bit excited. Got the tour coming up, hoping the album's going to do well, because, you know, then it launches the tour, really.
BBC Radio 1, Peter Andre and Defender.
Thank you.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
It does feel very good, actually. It does feel very, very good. You told me something in between that song that made me laugh, which you're going to tell me in a minute.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really good, and you've got to mention it.
It's just that... someone's been on it, Sarah, actually, and she was the person you fell onto at T4 on the beach.
Oh, see, that's just brilliant. I mean, thank you, Sarah, for making me... I couldn't
Not just her, but her friend as well fell into.
Well, that's it, you know. Honestly, that day for me was... Well, we've got Sean here, our radio plugger, who's really funny because the poor guy has had 2 years in a row where he has bought the surprise act, is that right, for T4 on the beach.
Mm.
The first one was me, right? There were loads of girls there performing with high heels. No one fell off the stage except me, right?
Yeah.
Except me.
Yeah, klutz.
The next year, he brings another bunch of klutzvilles, right? He brings Jedward on the stage, and what happened to them?
Yes. They did also.
So I think...
Same stairs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Talking about Jedward, I've got to tell you another thing. Sorry about this.
No, I like it.
My son, Junior, right, we're watching Ghostbusters, and he's going to me... the song comes on, Ghostbusters, and he goes, "Dad, I know this song." And I went... I looked at him, and I went, "You know Ray Parker Jr.?" Right? Because I didn't... I had no idea, right?
Hmm.
And he's going, "Dad, I know this song." I'm going, "Dude, where did you know?"
How do you know this?
And then he said Jedward, and I was on the floor laughing because, of course, I didn't know all this, you see. I'm being educated by my five-year-old.
Yeah, they did a whole new version of it. How do you feel to have Gavin Henson worshipping you?
What do you mean?
Did you not, Strictly?
Well, someone said something.
Listen to this.
"I love Peter Andre. When I was about 14, 15, he did Mysterious Girl, and that body he had, I was just like, I want a body like that. He's inspired me, that guy. He's awesome."
Gavin's great, man. I mean, you know, I've got to give a lot of love to Gavin because he's a really nice...
I went on the show and someone had said that Gavin had been, you know, very...
You're his
kind.
Idol.
But you know what the thing is? It's really bizarre because now I look at him and I think, dude, my six-pack's nothing compared to this guy's. This guy's body's incredible, but he's a proper athlete, eh?
He modelled himself on you, though, Pete.
Well, can you kind of unmodel yourself so I look a bit better?
Listen.
You look great, man.
"My biggest fear on last Saturday was being voted off in front of my idol, Peter Andre."
What a legend.
Oh.
That's very, very kind of him.
He loves you.
I thought someone was joking when they said it. Well, that's really good. I hope he does well, mate. He's you know, he's got a lot of girl following, that's for sure.
Yeah. How's your love life at the moment?
My love life is, well, it's...
Is it happening?
Well, I love my coffee.
Yeah, you do. You're married to your coffee.
Do you know what? I'm kind of at that stage where I'm just... I'm so focused on that. Well, I mean, I am very, very busy. I'm not saying that I don't, you know, I don't
have it off with
have
people.
Time. No. That's not what I was going to say. I'm not saying that I don't have time to, you know, go out on a date or whatever. But yeah, it's not really the priority at the moment.
Okay.
What about you? How's your love life, Scott?
It's great, thanks. Yeah, it's really good at the moment. Best it's been for a long time, actually. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Can I have a detail like blow by blow?
Sorry.
Well,
that's probably not best at 9 a.m. But yeah,
take 59,
so
good. You've got
so you're taking some girls out, and it's all very kind of, you know, it's nice. That's what
I'm just. Do you know what it is with me? My priorities are different to what they used to be. My priorities are first kids, second work, third romance. It used to be the other way around. When you're married, your first priority is marriage, of course, and kids, and then your work's like third or fourth. But yeah, I've just changed it around. That's all.
One more thing. I don't know how this makes you feel when you see headlines like this, but Jordan is today saying that that her book is for you, her new book.
Yeah, but is that sensationalism in a newspaper?
Isn't
or what?
She just said that so she can beat that meerkat one?
Well, yeah.
Get a few more sales.
Is that what's on the front page? I didn't even know. There
it's
you
the
are.
Front page, yeah.
Loire.
I still love my Pete.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, things probably get taken out of context. You know what it's... I don't know. I haven't read it. I'll have a read after.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's a bit strange.
This world should be full of love, anyway.
I know, I was going to say, there's a lot of love going on between you and Scott this morning. I didn't realise you were so into each other.
Look, this bromance thing...
We go way back.
It has, yeah. I think... Actually, that's another thing that's funny. When guys turn up to a signing, right, usually they're too cool for school. They don't want to talk to you. They're like, this
what, because are they generally there with their girlfriend?
Yeah, or they're there saying, you know, I didn't really want to come, but my girlfriend. But now they're going, can I have a hug?
Yeah.
Can I have a kiss?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that one goes a little bit too far. But the hug is like, everyone wants hugs. Do you want a hug? We hugged in the break, didn't we?
Yeah, we always hugged in the break.
Yeah, I got one.
But also, you are, like a lot of boys have been on today, you are a gay icon as well.
Well, that's very,
just
very
good. From looking from the texts, you know, it's not just ladies.
Was that your really good Australian impression?
Gay icon. That was pretty good Australian. I was thinking, what's the accent he said with that?
Also, I am going out to Australia soon.
You
for
are?
For the first time. I've never been to Australia.
Whereabouts are you going?
I'm going to...
My accent just changed then. I went, where are you going? Because all of a sudden I'm like Australian.
I am going to be on the panel for ITV2 I'm a Celebrity.
Dude, please take me with you, man. I want to go back just for a couple of weeks.
Where are you going?
The Gold Coast? You're going up there?
Well,
That's where Mum and Dad live.
Oh, pop in.
No, I swear, I'm telling you, I say this every year to anyone that I know that goes out there, I'm going to give you the contact and you should, Mum and Dad, I'm telling you, they'll make you the best T-bone steak you've ever had in your life.
That sounds good to me.
I've heard about your dad's barbecues.
Legendary. They are legendary. They are. Do you want one, honestly?
Yeah. So
a barbecue, obviously.
Yeah, I'd love that. There's a few rumours about you going back in the jungle as well. So maybe you're going anyway and you're not telling me.
Oh, man. Do you know what? I'm one of these people that if I've done something, I always think it's sort of like a bit of a... Not a curse, I shouldn't say that, but a bit of a... You know, you never kind of do the same thing twice just in case you're not like the second time. I've always thought that.
Mm.
But if there was a charity version of it where no one got paid anything and it was purely for charity, that would be different. I'd like that.
So you'd do it for charity, but you wouldn't necessarily just go in again?
No, I don't think I would. I've been there. I've done it. And it was the best experience of my life. And I just think if I did it again, I'd probably, you know... Would you do it? It is the best thing to ever do.
I'm happy to be going and commenting on the other people in the jungle. I'm not sure I'd want to do...
I think you'd like it, man. Yeah. I think you would. You'd leave and you'd think, I'm glad I did it, but I don't know if I'd ever do it again. A bit like the marathon.
I think if you're a genuinely nice person, which obviously you are, you do come across very, very well. But I think if you're not, then you'd come a cropper on that, definitely.
Yeah, you know, there's.
I'm not
going to
say I'm not nice because I am.
Nobody wants to see the real me.
And don't forget, you know, it can be edited any way as well. If there's someone they want to focus on, they will. But you're not going to look stupid if you haven't said anything stupid. Yeah. So I think, you know.
Yeah. Okay, but it's a no for now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you'll change your mind. If you ever get asked again, I think, you know, eventually you might just do it and you'll love it. And remember I told you, and please don't pig out before you go in the jungle. That's a myth. You'll starve like anything, so you should kind of cut back on your food before you go.
But yeah, they
you
do won't actually have to starve you, that. Don't they?
They do, and people think you need to eat and eat and eat before you go, and it's not true. Listen, you're going to be fine because you're going to be staying at the Versace, aren't you?
I've no idea. I don't know where I'm staying.
He's gonna I have thought all you were staying Versace with your mum and dad.
Well, yeah, and your mum and dad.
Oh, and my mum and dad.
Yeah, yeah. Right, listen, we've got to get the golden arrow on. So, Peter, thank you so much for coming in today. Good luck with everything.
Scott, you're a champion.
Good luck with your arena tour as well, which is
coming
up.
Thank you very much. And thanks, guys, for having me on and playing my song. I'm all smiling.
Peter Andre, thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1 podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.